This week on The Marquee, we've got a weekend full of 80s flashbacks. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, the first of our three 80s remakes is RoboCop, starring Joel Kinnaman as the half-man, half-machine police officer, Alex Murphy, who is tasked with cleaning up the streets of Detroit.
80s remake number two is About Last Night, starring Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy as best friends navigating new relationships. Though their stories are typical rom-com fare, Ealy makes it lovable and Hart keeps it funny.
Wrapping up this week's remake extravaganza is Endless Love, starring Gabriella Wilde and Alex Pettifer. When two teens, one from high society and the other from a working-class family, fall in love, their relationship is put to the test by her disapproving father.
Akiva Goldsman, the Oscar-winning writer of A Beautiful Mind, takes a seat in the director's chair for Winter's Tale. Colin Farrell stars as a burglar who falls in love with a dying heiress and becomes determined to save her.
Opening at the gateway, in Run and Jump, an American doctor played by Will Forte travels to Ireland to perform research on a man recovering from a stroke and how his wife and children are adjusting to their new family dynamic.
The German rom-com Girl on a Bicycle is a story of an Italian man living in France who has just proposed to his German girlfriend, but after taking some bad advice from his British friend, he soon finds his life turned completely upside down.
The Square is the Academy Award-nominated documentary about the Egyptian Revolution that was centralized in Tahrir Square in 2011.
Opening at the Drexel, Gloria is a Chilean rom-com that follows a middle-aged woman as she finds herself newly single and trying to navigate the world of parties, clubs, and new relationships.
In the French drama The Past, a man that abandoned his family to return to Iran is summoned to Paris to finalize their divorce and is upset by his wife's new lover.
Well, I'm going to go with a surprise pick this week, About Last Night. If you're looking for love and laughs this Valentine's Day weekend, it's not a bad choice.
I haven't heard many good things about Winter's Tale, but as it's the only major release not to be a remake, I'm going to recommend it.
Or if you don't expect to fall in love with the latest Valentine's weekend releases, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Best Man Holiday. This sequel to 1999's The Best Man catches up with a group of old friends as they gather together for a lavish week-long holiday party.
Based on the acclaimed novel by Orson Scott Card, Ender's Game is about a teenage boy named Ender that is trained to save humanity from an alien race known as the Formix. Even with a quality adult cast headed by Harrison Ford, Viola Davis, and Ben Kingsley, I found myself laughing at all the wrong moments in this contrived sci-fi farce.
Robert Redford sets sail in All Is Lost, a surprisingly gripping solo effort about a nameless man who battles one catastrophe after another while navigating the Indian Ocean.
Michael Fassbender stars in The Counselor, Ridley Scott's latest film about an attorney with money problems that gets into business with some very unsavory and unstable drug traffickers with disastrous results. The all-star cast that includes Brad Pitt, Cameron Diaz, Penelope Cruz, and Javier Bardem goes completely to waste because the story is a nonsensical and, worst of all, boring mess.
The Saudi Arabian film Waja follows a 10-year-old girl on a mission to win the money for a shiny new bike, even though her culture sees it as shameful for a woman to ride a bike. Light and entertaining, but also thoughtful and beautifully layered, it's definitely one to watch.
Other Blu-ray releases include Austin Land, Diana starring Naomi Watts, and Disney's The Jungle Book.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose Waja. It's a delightfully disobedient film full of charming characters and cultural insights. Even if you normally shy away from foreign films, give this one a chance.
As for me, I'll go with All Is Lost. It can be a bit dry, despite being lost at sea, but Robert Redford's performance is one of the best of 2013.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for family drama and ancient disasters. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Outside it may be raining, but in here it's entertaining.